morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed, people lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers and the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
The Trump administration has a trade win with South Korea that leaves agriculture alone, but some in ag are skeptical that the president's poker-playing trade strategy will work more than once. South Korea has agreed to reduce by 30% its steel exports to the U.S. and to double its import quota for U.S. cars in a reworking of the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement, also known as CORUS, that exempts Korea from steel tariffs and doesn't touch U.S. farm exports. The revised Korea-U.S. trade deal seems to be a win for President Trump, whose unconventional approach to trade efforts is marked by tariff or other threats, followed by negotiations, and then a squeeze at the bargaining table. Former Department of Agriculture trade chief in the Clinton administration, Paul Drazik, argues that South Korea was already willing to rework CORUS before the steel tariffs were announced, and argues that China's willingness now to talk may result in little. But Drazik concedes,
if it works, more power to them, but I think it's bad negotiating tactics. I think, you know, it may work once. I don't know if it'll work twice, and I don't know how effective it's going to be in terms of the overall objective of getting the trade deficit to zero.
Drazik says it's easy to get the Chinese to come to the bargaining table. They also want to avoid steel tariffs and new threats to intellectual property, but it's not so easy to get them to agree to anything at the negotiating table.
Trump administration's asking China to cut the trade deficit by $100 billion. I'm going to be a skeptic on that until I see it happen.
But all the trade skepticism from agriculture and other sectors has done nothing to dissuade the president and his advisors from keeping the pressure on, including continuing threats to withdraw from NAFTA. Nor has the White House yet exempted huge ag trading and security partner Japan from steel tariffs. And finally today, the annual Spring Picnic Market Basket Survey by the American Farm Bureau Federation shows higher retail prices for several foods. The informal survey showed the total cost of 16 food items that can be used to prepare one or more meals was $51.05, up $1.02 or 2% compared to a year ago. AFBF attributed the increase to higher retail prices for several foods, including eggs, orange juice, meat products, bagged salad, shredded cheddar, and vegetable oil. AFBF Market Intelligence Director John Newton says eggs on their own saw the highest price increase, saying that Easter eggs are going to be a bit more expensive, 37% higher than a year ago. Meanwhile, the price of orange juice increased 7.5% due to the devastating hurricane late last year that came through parts of Florida, where most orange juice comes from. You got farm news on Ron. It's go time. So when they say DuPont Pioneer is with you from the word go, that's now. It's time to put high-yielding Pioneer brand products to work on your acres. Start off strong with locally proven products that offer a total package of high-yielding genetics, proven agronomic and defensive traits, and advanced seed treatment options for that extra level of protection. For all your in-season corn, sorghum, and soybean needs, call your local Pioneer sales professional today. Pioneer, with you from the word go. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.